What's up, everyone, and welcome to the weekly edition of ESG Now, where we cover how the environment, our society, and corporate governance affects and are affected by our economy. I'm your host, Mike DiCepedo, and this week we discuss the state of sustainable finance in Europe. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Stay tuned. If you listen to a lot of the public discourse around sustainability in the capital markets, you might think the term sustainable remains this amorphous blob that is without corners, that it is a buzzword used to draw a lot of seemingly impressionable investors into funds that have ESG in their name or sustainability in their name, but which do the same thing everyone else does, because sustainability is a word that cannot be defined in a technical sense. It is a critique that ignores much of the world's work in defining sustainability, and none have been more ambitious in their attempts to define that word than the EU. The EU has set out a number of detailed and exhaustive regulations on what can be called environmentally sustainable and what cannot be. This includes the EU Taxonomy for Sustainable Activities and the Sustainable Financial Disclosure Regulation, or the SFDR as it's commonly called. What these regulations do is direct companies and their funds or portfolios that invest in them on what percentage of their revenues are considered environmentally sustainable and how they can report on those sustainable revenue activities. Then they say, based on that reporting, you can either call yourself an ESG company or fund, a sustainable company fund, a green company or fund, whatever you want to do, or you can't do that. It's sort of like a spotlight system with accompanying metrics on how dark your shade of green, yellow, or red you are based on this EU taxonomy of environmentally sustainable activities. And all the companies and all the funds that do business in Europe need to adhere to the tenets of these regulations. And now, luckily for us, these regulations are no longer aspirational. They have been in place for enough time, not a long time, but enough time, that we can look at how participants in the EU market are doing in reporting their sustainability credentials. And I have just the person to do that with me today, my colleague Rumi Mahmood, who covers funds for us and just got finished researching and publishing a report called Funds and the State of European Sustainable Finance. So I called up Rumi, who's actually in the UK, and asked him about what is going on in Europe with sustainable investing.
In Europe, there's been a big push for promoting sustainability within financial markets. And if we take the EU funds universe, we've seen massive inflows in recent years, more so in ESG funds than their non-ESG counterparts. In fact, some 7 trillion euros, or over 55%, in other words, the majority of fund assets under management in Europe, are actually tied to some sustainability-linked criteria as disclosed in the fund prospectus. So despite the majority of assets being marked as sustainable, when we looked at these different regulations and the fund universe's alignment with their underlying regulatory detail, what we found was rather surprising.
Great, a surprise. And I'll be totally honest with you, I hate surprises. But Rumi is going to take us through two of them, two surprises. One is about the EU taxonomy and the other is about SFDR. So first, he's going to take us through the one about the EU taxonomy.
The EU taxonomy fundamentally looks at how investments help the environment. By using the taxonomy, fund managers may better identify and assess investments that are aligned with the EU's sustainability objectives and also communicate their environmental impacts to investors. This in turn can help investors make more informed decisions about where to allocate their capital and of course promote the transition to a more sustainable economy. Now, the framework centers upon financial market participants reporting the percentage of environmentally sustainable investments using consistent and comparable definitions. But looking at disclosures by fund managers in the industry-adopted European ESG template, we found that a very limited number of funds are currently disclosing taxonomy alignment of underlying fund investments, and virtually none are aiming to explicitly achieve taxonomy alignment.
And by limited, Rumi means minuscule. Of the 13,419 European funds analyzed, only 126 reported a figure for EU taxonomy aligned revenue. And of these, the majority, 114 funds, reported zero aligned revenue. That is not ideal because the EU taxonomy's intent is to provide clarity and prevent greenwashing in defining what can be said as being environmentally sustainable. And its scope is wide-reaching. Again, anyone that does business in the EU is subjective to its requirements. So a lack of uptick, even though it's early days, is not what regulators would want to hear, nor would I like to hear, to be honest. I do want to know if I invest in a fund that says it's green, that it is actually investing in companies that are green. I want these guardrails. I want these defining features. But what about the Sustainable Financial Disclosure Regulation, or the SFDR? How is the EU fund universe looking there?
While the EU taxonomy looks at how investments help the environment, SFDR demands transparency into how investments could harm the environment. And so the two regulations specifically come together for fund-level reporting, which came into force in January this year. And with this mandate, if a fund identifies as Article 8, meaning it has environmental characteristics, or as Article 9, meaning that it has a sustainable investment objective as its core focus, then it must report a whole host of metrics, including EU taxonomy alignment of corporate investments aggregated at the fund level. And the question that then arises is, well, how can funds accurately convey their sustainable nature leveraging the EU taxonomy? And the short answer is that right now, they can't.
The trouble with that inability is there are already funds out there claiming that they are Article 8 and Article 9 funds. Article 8 is when a fund considers environmental or social aspects in its investing. And Article 9 is when a fund has codified those considerations into its legally binding investment document, also called a prospectus. And that is why this is a problem for the EU and for sustainable investments in general, because if funds that are colloquially known as being green funds cannot support that definition as spelled out in a defining document on what is sustainability, then they could be accused of only using the word environmental or green or ESG or sustainable as a marketing tool rather than an actual investment practice.
In fact, we found that 88% of Article 8 funds and 63% of Article 9 funds in Europe did not include taxonomy-aligned investments. And this it appears to be quite a contradiction that I think the regulator may be very well aware of. You know, having green funds without taxonomy alignment can be quite concerning, since it could diminish investor trust in the true greenness of an Article 8 or 9 fund.
Yeah, so you see, this is why I hate surprises. But, and there's always a but, is this failure due to an abdication of responsibility by these sustainability-minded investment managers, or is it a growing pain of a system that is relatively new in the marketplace? I asked Rumi.
With some of these sustainability-focused regulations, I think it may be less about the letter of the law and actually more about its spirit. The regulations intend to foster a certain type of conscientious, sustainability-minded conduct and transparency across financial markets. And while there may be some unintuitive outcomes of the regulations right now, but the reality is that this is driven more so by data challenges than any intent. You know, if the underlying companies within funds aren't disclosing, then funds don't really have anything to aggregate and then relay back to investors without the necessary backbone of corporate disclosures. And also due to the fact that the regulations are still in flux, you know, with routine updates, amendments and clarifications. So they're not set in stone yet, and it will take a while for the funds universe to therefore reach full compliance and equilibrium.
There's an anecdote that we can use that can back up that claim. Funds are listed differently in different regions, even though they are the exact same funds. And before SFDR came into place, there were some funds that did not have ESG in their name in America, but had them in their name in Europe, which doesn't make sense whatsoever, because if you are sustainable in Europe, you are definitely, definitely sustainable in America. But SFDR did require that they at least harmonize their names. And in response, some either stripped the ESG label from the fund name themselves or added it in both locations and justified that addition to regulators. And that sort of check, that assessment of what justifies an ESG tag or a sustainability tag or a green tag, that is what these regulations are in part attempting to do. And hopefully, as the regulations become more mature, so too will the disclosures around them. And that's it for the week. I would like to thank Rumi for talking to me about the news with an ESG twist. I want to thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, don't forget to rate and review us. We really appreciate it. It pushes us up on podcast lists and more people can find us and all that good stuff. And if you want to hear myself, Bentley, or anyone else on ESG Now each week, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again and talk to you soon.
The MSCI ESG Research Podcast is provided by MSCI Inc. subsidiary, MSCI ESG Research, LLC, a registered investment advisor, and the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. And this recording and data mentioned herein has not been submitted to, nor received approval from the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any other regulatory body. The analysis discussed should not be taken as an indication or guarantee of any future performance, analysis, forecast, or prediction. The information contained in this recording is not for reproduction in whole or in part without prior written permission from MSCI ESG Research. None of the discussion or analysis put forth in this recording constitutes an offer to buy or sell or promotional recommendation of any security, financial instrument, or product or trading strategy. Further, none of the information is intended to constitute investment advice or recommendation to make or refrain from making any kind of investment decision and may not be relied on as such. The information provided here is as is, and the user of the information assumes the entire risk of any use it may make or permit to be made of the information. Thank you.